Rahm Emanuel is signaling that he's eyeing a run for president in 2028, and he's today's guest. Before we dive in, some background. Emanuel has worked for every living Democratic president, carving out a reputation over decades as one of the party's fiercest partisans and most cunning operatives. At 65, he's a seasoned politician with a sharp edge, and you'll hear that in today's conversation. But when I floated his name on Threads, the response was 98% negative, something I didn't expect. So is the Democratic base ready to rally behind an establishment insider who helped shape the party to where we see it today? Or are they looking for a break from the past? And if the Democrats are open to someone like Rahm, what exactly does he offer this moment?
For some reason, there was a lot of negative questions that I fully did not anticipate. And why do you think that is? From like, what is really the Democratic base is who follows me?
Well, first of all, we'll get back to whether that is a reflection of the Democratic base. Because I think there's a couple elections, even since November, that may not be what's in the mind's eye. And so we'll deal with that when you want to deal with that. That said, I've done some controversial big things. You're not going to do big things that aren't controversial. That's not only on my record, but as both mayor or ambassador or congressman, but also for President Obama and for President Clinton. And I think those things are a reflection, but I also think part of this is thinking about what it takes not just to win, but to govern. And I'm not making an apology about the fact that I took on the insurance companies to get 10 million kids their health care, or that I took on the banks to get financial reform, or that I created and took on the educational industry and created free community college and universal pre-K in the city of Chicago, or that both as mayor, chief of staff, as caucus chair, and as senior advisor, President Clinton, the only three times there's been a minimum wage increase. So I don't kind of apologize for those things. Or we were the first city to sue the pharmaceutical industry over opiates. So those are big things that I've done, and took on the NRA and passed the assault weapon ban and Brady Bill. I don't make apologies for those. I'm willing to take on those fights.
I kind of feel like I have a sense of it because I've been doing my own research. Mm-hmm. I've been doing research, and you're calling the Democratic Party woke and weak, weak and woke. Perhaps I have in the wrong order. And I think that could be part of the very antagonistic definition of the Democratic Party. Now, I am no defender of the Democratic Party. We talk about on this channel all the time that it needs to change, and it needs to be a big change. But I think when you're saying woke and weak, it's like playing into the Republican definition of what it means to be a liberal or progressive.
So,
right now.